Farmers at this pomegranate field in the southern region of Ica are back at work. Harvest time is near and the fruit is ready to be picked. Protesters have been keeping them from reaching the fields, threatening to beat them. It's been difficult to work during the almost 2 months of unrest following the ousting of former president Pedro Castillo. Luz Camacho says she's lost one quarter of her wages, enough to pay her monthly debts to the bank.
It has affected us a lot because we haven't worked and we have loans and we have debts. Where else are we going to get an income?
Transport in the south was at a virtual standstill until the police and army finally moved in. But the damage to key industries has been enormous. Ica's Chamber of Commerce says the region has lost $300 million since the crisis began in December. Workers have been stepping up the pace to make up for the time lost. Here, packing fruit to ship to Europe, Canada and the U.S., Director José Luis Gereda buys nearly 70% of his exports from small producers. He says he's concerned for the future of hundreds of families.
This political crisis is turning into a social and economic crisis, because if we stop, people will lose their income and can't pay their debt.
Ica is connected to the capital, Lima, along a major highway, which is also used to transport minerals and petrol. About 4.5% of the country's GDP comes from this area. The finance ministry says Peru has lost more than $500 million, and there's been zero investment in the south since Dina Boluarte became president in December.
This is the third time security forces lift blockades in this area of the Pan American Highway since December, and they're still here guarding the area. It just shows how difficult the situation is here, and nothing guarantees it won't happen again.
That's why Guillermo Curi fears the worst for his small farm.
I don't know how long we will be in this situation. If protests continue, we are going to lose our products, everything.
Many here believe this truce is only temporary, because once the security forces are gone, it's just a matter of time before protesters block the road again. Mariana Sanchez, Al Jazeera, Ica.